XFM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come out.
Hello! Monday, baby!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, Grant.
Good morning.
Jimmy's going to be a bit late. We've been hearing there's some bus issues this morning with the weather, I'm guessing.
Yeah, everything's a little delayed, so
winter's
he's on the bus
back
now.
We will give you, I'm guessing there are going to be a couple of people, maybe a handful, that are tuning in this morning to find out how our Christmas party went on Friday. We do have an update.
I would think so. We had an intervention and everything.
Yeah. So we'll wait till Jimmy gets in before we do that, because
he needs to be here.
Not surprising. The update involves Jimmy. I don't want to shock people. But the Christmas party stories we have for Monday after what happened on Friday might involve our alcoholic little buddy James P. White. All right. This isn't going to be as fun without him here.
No, this is for him. This is about him.
Yeah. It's Randy Newman's birthday. I still have this on my playlist. And it's just not as fun if he's not in the car. Like,
no.
If it pops up. Like, if Jimmy's not in the car, it's just not as fun.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Space. The final frontier.
We keep talking about this, right?
Yeah, this has come up before on the show.
Well, that, I mean, in a very short period of time, we are going to be watching people fly to space on vacation, or go to the moon on vacation, or go to Mars and die. It's all like, it's numbers being tossed around that are like conceivable. Like, I can wrap my head around this. There's going to be a space hotel in 2027. Now, does that mean that Locke's going to get to stay at the space hotel?
No.
No, because I don't have billions of dollars, but it's going to be happening. I saw a funny tweet. I got tagged on it, and it just said, I literally just want free healthcare.
Yeah. we want free healthcare. That's in the States, and they're building these, the world's first space hotel.
Yeah.
TheOrbitAssembly.com if you want to go check it out.
You know what it looks like to me? It looks like somebody watched a bunch of sci-fi movies and said, okay, so we can do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Because that ship is from a sci-fi movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
legit?
Where it spins around. What is that movie? Yeah.
It's a circle.
Yeah, it's a circle. And that's what they're saying this space hotel looks like. And it'll spin around and give you like no gravity. And
anyway,
it's
coming, everybody. It really is like it's closing in. It's never going to be within reach for the common guy. Right.
Yeah.
But we're going to be talking about these a-holes that have too much money that are going to go.
They're
going
to be going to a hotel in space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
I'll give you a bit of a background on Harvard. So 95.7 Cruise FM is owned by Harvard Media Broadcast. We're not sure. The name changes every week. Harvard is still one of those companies that does the Christmas party, and we're very lucky. A lot of broadcast companies have completely nixed that. We are very lucky.
A lot of companies have.
A lot of companies, yeah. But specifically in the broadcast side of things, it's very rare to work for somebody that has a annual Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, you know what it was? I think he wanted to come up and meet, because he's new to the job. He wanted to meet the Edmonton staff.
Our national program director, he's kind of in charge of the on-air for the whole company. He hasn't been here yet. He's new to the role. So he wanted to come. Christmas party is a great opportunity to meet everyone.
So we found out late last week that he was coming up.
He had sent us a note and said, hey, can we get together on Friday? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do the Christmas party and we'll get a chance to hang out and da, 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 da. Shake hands, kiss some babies. And immediately the first thing I thought was, oh, shit. Jimmy gets just, he's a train wreck at these Christmas parties. And so
a functioning train wreck.
We had an intervention with him late last week and Jimmy was fully on board. He was okay. Yeah, you know what, big guy, I don't
couple
know
drinks.
The last thing we want is, you know, I'll come, I'll have the dinner, I'll hang out for a bit, and then I've got plans for that night and I'll make my way towards another function so that I don't get stupid. I'm not even going to go to, there was this whole thing about not going to Army Chris's
because
of course Army Chris was our DJ on Friday for some weird reason. I'm not going to go pre-drink at Army Chris's because I don't want to show up messy. And I was like, okay, well, you know what? You know what? Maybe there's hope that Jimmy at some point in his life will start actually adulting and actually starting to be responsible for, you know, who he is as a person and how people might view him. Here's the thing. I kind of, as much as I had hope, because I said to him, I said, Jimmy, you can't. Like, you can't give this poor guy full Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't meet him at work on Friday at 10 after the show, and then 8 hours later, introduce him to full Jimmy. Like, we can't have that. And yeah, he was totally on board. And I left Friday thinking, you know what? We might be okay. I'll tell you a quick little story where I knew things were going to go sideways and that I just needed to leave because I didn't want to witness it. So I went to the bar with Jimmy and we had 4 free drink tickets.
Yeah.
And I asked the guy, I said, do you have any IPAs? And he goes, I got a couple. He goes, this is one of my favorites. Why don't you try this one? So I had an IPA and Jimmy goes, I'll have one too. So Jimmy has an IPA. I go back and I said, do you want me to get you another beer? And he goes, yeah, I'll get the same thing. So I grab one of his tickets. I grab us another couple of beers. We're about halfway through that beer. And Jimmy is like out loud, sort of to himself, but not to me, and just sort of in the vicinity of the table, says, I need to switch gears here. Like, I got to get some water in me or something because I'm getting too drunk too quickly with these IPAs. And I'm like, okay, maybe we got...
It's responsible.
Like, this
I switched to lager.
I'll finish the story because you don't have any recollection of this.
No, I have some.
I finished that beer, and I had to break the seal. So I got up and I went to the bathroom and I came back and Jimmy was literally at another table with his hands on the table and there was 47 shots on the table. And Jimmy looked like a fat kid on a Smartie.
Okay.
Just grinning ear to ear. And I went, it's a good thing we're switching gears.
In Jimmy's defense, the big boss that was there for the first time said to him, hey, are you going to strip tonight?
He wanted me to show him how to strip.
He greenlit it. So,
all right. Okay. Yeah. And then I left after dinner, and then I just started seeing the videos.
Yeah. I got up there and sang some Creed. Yeah.
Okay. But in.
Not just sang Creed, but literally stood on something rather precarious.
Some whiskey barrels.
There has to be some clarification here. I think Jim got a full locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Grant was like 47 shots in and passed out at the table. You, by 8:30, you were in bed. And then
Jimmy did Jimmy.
Jimmy took all his clothes off.
Jimmy. And he got full Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got a full locker room, not just me. But I had, in my defense for the stripping thing, I had no one had my back. Everyone's like, you need to do it. The only person that had my back for me not stripping left at 8:30.
That's your fault.
Everybody else was like,
the fact that he was a complete shit show after the intervention at the Christmas party somehow is my fault now? All right. Am I going to get blamed for Preston?
No, Preston's not your fault.
3, 2
The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Mini.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Jimmy, what movie did we get you to watch this weekend for Midget at the Movies?
American Gangster.
Now on, don't nobody talk to me directly. You understand? You got business with me. You talk to Huey. Huey, you talk to me. You got it?
Oh, and Denzel's better roles.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
It is a really good movie. The acting was amazing. Like, there was a lot of great actors in there. Josh Brolin, you know, Denzel, Russell Crowe. That was the thin Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe was in that again.
He was the cop that was trying to bust him.
Yeah.
Idris Elba's in that.
You know what's interesting about Midget at the Movies? Because the motivation for this years ago was I wanted to stop having the conversation on air when we would bring up one of the biggest movies of all time, like Godfather or Scarface or Lord of the Rings, and Jimmy would go, I haven't seen those.
Never saw it.
And everybody would go in the room and go, what? So that was why I've been thinking that maybe we put a bullet in Midget at the Movies.
Right, because it's kind of gone.
We've been doing it for 10 years. Now, maybe he's caught up. But no.
We might have jumped the shark after he watched a year of Nicolas Cage movies.
Well, that's true. But then we have an episode like we had last week when we start talking about Ridley Scott movies, which was the sort of the motivation for you to watch this. Yeah, it's his birthday this week. He's turning 85. And Jimmy goes, I haven't seen American Gangster. We're like, what?
You need to see him, especially for a guy who loves Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what did you think of American Gangster? Let's give it a rating.
It was too long. Like, it was a well-made movie. It was really good. I think it could have ended a little. It was almost 3 hours. It was 2 minutes less than 3 hours.
It was 2:37. 2 hours, 37 minutes. It's the run time.
Okay. I gave it a 4. Out of 5.
4 out
I
of
just,
5.
I just found it really long.
Okay. 4 buttery cobs, Tabor corn.
There you go. American Gangster. It's really precise math. I watched the World Cup. I watched both games. I watched the Belgian game, and I watched the game on Sunday. Got up, had breakfast, made sure I was upstairs in the loft where I've got the big TV with enough time to catch the game. I hate soccer. I always have. I can't. I'm sorry. For those that love it, that's great. That's fantastic. Good for you. I'm not upset that people like soccer. I can't do it. I can't.
It's just not for you.
No. It's so boring.
I've never been a watcher of sports. If I had anything to do with it, I used to play.
Well, you're so active.
I said
You don't have time
to
watch these sports because you're
I don't like watching. I never did. Like, I played basketball.
All the working out he does for the Monster Pro Wrestling. I mean,
but that's
he's
a
in
good
the
example
gym
too.
So much.
You wrestle all the time. You're always working out for that. But you don't actually watch wrestling, do you?
No.
See? You're not a watcher.
Not a watcher.
Not like Chewy.
Anyway, I was excited when Alphonse Davies, when he scored the goal, first goal in Canadian World Cup Canadian history. I had a little chuckle when even I caught it, when James Duthie was sitting there with a gold medal winner in soccer going, this is the greatest moment in Canadian soccer! And I'm like... You might want to pump the brakes on that, James. See, sitting there with someone who won the tournament.
Yeah, Christine Sinclair. Is that who it was?
No, it was somebody else on the panel. Oh. But she was really good too. She was like TSN did a pretty decent job of handling the turn. So do they keep playing? That's my question.
They have one more match. I think they still play it.
Yeah. They're done. They can't qualify. They can't move on.
But I'm pretty sure they still play their match on Thursday against Morocco.
So
yeah.
So
it's a pointless.
See, they're taking home $10 million or euros.
Ten for losing twice.
Just for being involved in the World Cup. I guess I'm guessing they get a part of the gate. You know, all the tickets sold and stuff.
Oh, so, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Canada Soccer is getting 10 million euros.
For this team, I mean, from what I was, because I watched it enough
that's
to catch.
It's an American dollars, that's what it is.
I watched it enough to sort of catch a good sense of where the team is at. And the reason for the optimism revolving around the Canadian men's team with soccer is that that they're young, right? And it'll be the nucleus of this team is probably going to be around in 4 years. And they qualified quite easily, didn't they not?
I mean, it was hard, but they finished first, I'm pretty sure, in
That's what I was going to say. So the possibility, because they kept talking about how many goals they scored. I didn't watch any of the qualifying, but they kept talking about how much.
The qualifying matches were the really exciting ones, because they were winning.
Yeah. Well, I was actually a little, I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit relieved because I was forcing myself to watch the games because it's Canada. Yeah. And it's like, I'm not naive to the, as much as I don't like soccer, I'm not an idiot. I realize how big this is for Canada and sports in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I even avoided watching that FIFA documentary on Netflix that everybody talks about.
Right.
Because I was like, I don't want to be any more tainted about soccer than I already am.
You didn't want to sour it.
I didn't want to sour it. I want to be able to tune these games in with very little guilt, right? Anyway, that's my thoughts on soccer. I think everybody should be proud of the team.
Yeah.
Just getting there is apparently quite a goal.
You're just happy you don't have to watch anymore.
I'm a little relieved.
Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Well, Canada's World Cup dreams have come crashing back down to earth. After an attempt to F Croatia, it ended up that we, in fact, were the ones that got it. It's okay, though, because it was a learning moment for our soccer team, and it was really fun to see how excited everyone got about us scoring a goal. It's kind of cute, isn't it? So pumped about one goal, our first one in World Cup history. It's like when you're playing beer league hockey, and there's that one guy on your team that decides he's going to play, but he's never played hockey. He's never even really skated before, but he's a lot of fun. And at some point in the season, a puck is going to bounce off of him and go in the net. And that's the most excited your team will get all season. That was Canada scoring a goal at the World Cup. It's okay. They're only going to get better now. At the next World Cup, we're going to score two goals. I can't wait. The Grant Report is brought to you by our merchandise page. We now have underwear.
Yes.
Buy yours today, and for an extra fee, Jimmy will wear them for one day before we send them to you. Text now for the link to shop.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
If I said to you, Grant, Irene Carr, would you know that name?
No idea.
But if I played you this song...
I do know this song, of course.
Even a millennial would know what this is.
I thought this was like somebody else, though.
She's kind of one of those artists where, unless you were a fan, you might not know.
Right, but like everyone knows this song, though.
She did Fame, too.
Yes.
I remember Fame. You don't remember...
No, I remember the movie. It took hearing the song to remember the song from.
You don't remember the video?
Oh, yes. Now that it's been a while. I've been fixated on Shania Twain for years.
She's pretty young. She died at the age of 63.
She was really young when this song came out. This was huge. This movie was massive. The shower.
Yes,
the chair.
I remember the chair in the shower. Yeah.
I thought this would you'd be all over. No, stop talking. Anyway, this is a pump up tune. Come on.
Oh yeah.
I want to rip my clothes off right now just listening to it. Yeah, too young, 63. It took me a minute too, actually. because I saw that she had passed away
her name
on Twitter, and I was like, okay, Flashdance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad loss.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Forbes World's Billionaires list came out. I think people are intrigued by that still, right?
The richest billionaires in 2022 came out, yeah.
You know what I noticed because I went through the list? A lot of people from France.
Oh, yeah?
On the list. Yeah, I think we got the top three or two or whatever. Well, North U.S.
Yeah, I think the top Canadian was number 26, the Thomas family.
Yeah.
In Winnipeg.
I was going to say, I only saw the one Canada. You know what else I noticed, too? Like, we can send you the link if you want. Just send Jimmy a quick little text, 780-989-0957. He can send you the link. You can have a look at it. Everybody on the list looks like they don't work out.
Too busy making money. Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
He does well. He works out.
Most of them. Or,
but most, yeah.
Or they have that look like, you know, if you take a likeness of somebody.
Yeah.
And then make it into a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And then put it in the oven for 30 minutes. It's a doughy looking crowd.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Busy making money.
Busy making money. So there you go. If you care, Jimmy can send you the link to Forbes World's Billionaires list.
Elon's still number one.
It's funny how they're still making money, eh?
Mm-hmm, somehow.
Even when things are... It's odd how that works, yeah. Right?
Or in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
We are all about the good news.
Always.
It's a good news Monday, everybody, from the locker room. There's a zombie virus out there that used to kill people 100,000 years ago, and some asshole in France has decided to dig it up and do tests on it.
Yeah, why not? Doesn't sound like a start of any movie I know. So, this
guess what? Guess what? That's a really bad idea, you dill hole.
The zombie virus has been revived after 50,000 years trapped in the Siberian permafrost. So the French National Center for Scientific Research have revived more than a dozen prehistoric viruses that were previously trapped. And this is the latest and the oldest one.
Just stop it! Just stop it!
Yeah.
What, like... Haven't we had enough?
I like this. Scientists are thawing out ancient viruses in order to assess their impact on public health.
What is wrong with you people?
Like, I think that's kind of dumb. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. Some
we
of
just
these,
finished
what
a
are
pandemic.
You doing in Siberia?
Some of these zombie viruses could potentially be dangerous to humans, they warn.
Good Lord!
One child died in 2016 and dozens of people were hospitalized after an anthrax outbreak in Siberia. That started because a heat wave thawed the permafrost and unearthed a reindeer carcass that was infected with anthrax decades ago.
Yeah, like, we don't need this. We don't need this right now.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Help but laugh every time I think about it. Imagine starting a job and the first week you pick the midget up and drop him on his face.
Okay.
Morning, boys.
Stuff a cruiser. How was it, Thomas?
Pretty good year. We did 615 kilos or 1,355 pounds on Friday for a grand total of 1,799 kilos or 3,966 pounds.
Wow. Good work, dude.
Nicely done.
That's not a record, is it? You've had bigger years, but that's still very impressive for going out for 3 days.
Yeah, not a record, but and I've had definitely better weeks, but I mean, I'm not really keeping track. It's all going to the food bank for people who desperately need it. So
Stuff a Cruiser, fifth year, another success. We wanted to thank you for involving us, Thomas. If we can do one thing with these mics in front of us and we can give back and help out a little bit, it's important. But we need people like you to actually coordinate these types of things. So good work. Good work, my friend.
No, thank you. Couldn't have done it without you guys either. So I appreciate all your support this year. It's been absolutely fantastic.
I did hear From a little bird told me that that food that you dropped off was basically dispersed immediately. So,
the first 2 days of donations were gone by Friday. So,
wow.
Food Bank is really, really in need right now.
Feed YEG 20222. If you text Feed YEG 20222, it gives you a cash donation thing. And that, just a heads up on that, that's actually a year round thing too. Worth mentioning.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can, you know, anything at any time of the year, the food bank is always in desperate need. Right now, they're serving the population of Lloydminster every month here in the city of Edmonton. So,
oh wow, that's a huge,
yeah, that's like massive.
That's incredible. Okay, listen again. Appreciate it, Thomas. You have yourself a good day. Keep in touch, okay, my friend.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you guys as well. You too.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Can I give everybody a little bit of advice?
Yeah.
Advice I probably should have given just before, well, before 9. Maybe you're just sitting down to your desk now and you're hearing this. And maybe, just maybe, there's an outside chance that you, this past weekend, won the Lampshade Award at your Christmas party.
Okay.
Okay. Does everybody know what the Lampshade Award
Drunkest
is?
Drunkest person at the party.
I've won it a few times. I won it this time.
It gets passed around in this room, particularly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? There can be multiple Lampshade Awards. Sometimes, more than a couple of people wear the hat.
That's true.
Okay. Chew on it.
You gotta own it. Yeah, you can't make excuses.
No.
You just gotta own it.
No.
I think people will respect it more if you're like, if you own it, you're like, okay, yeah.
What did you say to me, Grant, just before we went on here?
Which thing?
The part about how drunk you were at the party.
Oh, yeah. I was basically the bartender all night. Every time I walked to the bathroom, somebody was getting me to do a shot, and I ended up having a little nap at a table. It's awesome.
You had to be woken up by your wife to get you home.
Jimmy took all his clothes off at a work function.
I still had my shoes on.
And ground inappropriately on a coworker.
He got up on her, yeah?
Yeah.
He got some feels.
And he's owning it.
You gotta own it. You can't go in there, somebody put something in my drink.
I was roofied.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta own it.
No, you weren't.
But sometimes you get information or see pictures or video, go, yeah, that's me.
You just gotta own it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was my first week on the job. I picked the little person up.
Dropped him on his shunt.
His hair isn't sitting right anymore because it's dented his shunt.
I let it on my face.
Just own it.
You gotta own it.
Once again, this is Show Local Some Love with Laura from JT's Bar and Grill. We affectionately refer to it as our clubhouse.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
Laura, people are starting to make their plans for New Year's Eve already. What does JT's have on New Year's Eve this year?
All right. So JT's is hosting a New Year's Eve party with a prime rib dinner buffet. Nice. We have Chad Cook coming in and DJing. We have a midnight lunch, complimentary champagne, and a really great party.
Where do you get tickets?
You can buy them at the bar anytime. They're already on sale right now as we speak.
Before New Year's, you do have a comedy night coming up, eh?
We do. December 15th, we have, we're calling it the Ratchet Comedy Night. It's hosted by Sterling Scott, and our headliner is Mike Lynch from Newfoundland. Absolutely going to be an amazing show.
Beautiful. I know Sterling well, Sterling Scott, and he's always very funny. So,
excellent. Yeah,
that'll be a good night.
That'll be a good night. Good for you. And again, tickets for that, we can get them at the bar or we can go online at all?
Actually, it's free. It's a free show.
Oh, get out of here.
So anybody can come in December 15th, 7 p.m. The show starts. I would probably book a table because it's going to be busy.
And you still have open jam Saturdays. We got the big screens for all the sports. World Cup is happening. I know you guys are opening up very early for World Cup. So if there's any matches that interest you, JT's is the place to go. We want to thank you as well, Laura, for hosting our Grey Cup party
That was a really yeah. fun night the other night.
Yeah. Oh, well, I want to thank you guys. It was amazing. Great turnout, and I think it was a lot of fun for everybody. So
success all around. By the way, Jimmy will work on some video, and we'll send you some video of the game we can't talk about.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
There she is, Laura from JT's Bar and Grill. Thank you for your time, Laura.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast, making radio great again. Really, guys?
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.